Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Transelectrica conference call. Transelectrica invites you to 2017 first quarter Q1 financial results hosted by Mr. Adrian Szuca, Investor Relations Officer. I will now hand over to your host, Mr. Adrian Szuca, Transelectrica's Investor Relations Officer. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you, Karina. I would like to first start by thanking everybody for taking the time to attend the conference call presenting the first quarter release at Transelectrica. Second mention I would like to make is Mr. Tony Tao, the CEO of the company, apologizes for not being able to participate in the call. He had to attend to handle more urgent matters that required his physical presence elsewhere. Then I will get straight to the numbers and to the brief description of what happened during the first quarter of 2017. Actually, it can be summarized in and concentrated in very few words. Extremely low outside temperatures, so cold weather, unusually high electricity prices on both spot and balancing markets. The cold weather, the cold outside temperatures led obviously to 4.1 increase in volumes billed by Transelectrica with the regulated transmission fee. Unfortunately, that was no match for the decrease in the transmission rate that was decided by the Romanian State Office for Electricity and Gas Regulation last year at 1st of July. The overall impact is increased electricity consumption and the regulatory tariff cut last year, 1st of July, was a slight increase in revenue from transmission service. I was mentioning unusually high electricity prices on the spot and balancing markets. We witnessed actually a surge, a massive increase in prices, especially in January and the first half of February. The impact was on our cost side. Obviously, as you are definitely aware, Transelectrica goes shopping for electricity in the open market to make purchases to cover grid losses. One of the major drivers behind the increased operating expenditure as compared to the previous year was unusually high prices on the spot and balancing markets. On the other hand, you would see a massive boost, a massive increase in revenue generated from the balancing market that obviously has no direct positive impact on profits since it's a pure pass-through segment of our operation portfolio. We witnessed significant amounts, significant physical imbalances on the balancing market, and extremely high amounts that needed to be settled. Revenue and expenditure to the same extent boosted both sides of our income statement with the same amounts. I mentioned that provided someone still thinks of calculating our EBITDA and EBIT margins by calculating the ratio of EBIT and EBITDA to total revenue. This is just a quick reminder that in order to have a clean relevant ratio, clean relevant EBITDA margin, you need to strip off the pass-through section of our P&L account. On the profit allowed section of our P&L in first quarter of this year, as I've mentioned, we saw a decrease in revenue that was mainly driven by the tariff cut that was approved by the regulator in mid-2016. That was only partly compensated by the increase in electricity consumption in Romania. So we saw a slight fall in revenue and a more sizable increase in costs that was mainly due to the purchase prices we had on the spot market, on the day-ahead market, on the intraday market, and in the end, on the balancing market. Besides the overall increase in market prices on the spot market, we faced another situation, particular situation. We had a long-term deal that we closed with one of our main electricity suppliers to cover grid losses, and we saw an early termination. Basically, that main supplier, that principal supplier, called off an arrangement that initially was a commitment by them to provide electricity at a very good price from 1st of January to mid-2017. And that led to significant exposure to grid losses purchases on the spot market, especially in February. They called off the agreement, they called off the deal in late January, and Transelectrica was able to re-enter the long-term market with decent prices only at the beginning of March. And that explains also, if you take a look at slide number 14, that shows you the structure or the weight of each time frame market in the overall purchase. We had 32% exposure to spot markets, and the timing couldn't be worse. The spot market, the prices on the spot market surged. So out of the additional 13 million spending for grid losses as compared to last year, the main supplier calling off the agreement we had to supply electricity at decent price accounted for 3.5 million. In terms of EBITDA from profit allowed segments, transmission and dispatching, as I've mentioned, a fraction of the decline is explained by the decline in revenue, which was mainly driven by the transmission rates cut by the regulator last year at 1st of July, partly compensated by the increase in electricity consumption in volumes. And the most important driver behind the fall in EBITDA was increasing prices. Besides the increase in the overall expenditure to cover grid losses, we also booked some significant provisions, some significant amounts as doubtful debt. As in January, especially in January, the balancing responsible parties, suppliers on the electricity balancing market, basically failed or were not able to withstand unusually high prices charged by electricity producers on the balancing market, and a number of suppliers had the licenses revoked by the regulator. And also one important supplier, and who is also present on the balancing market and involved in the financial settlement in the balancing market, filed for insolvency. And that accounted for 18 million additional costs as compared to last year. It all boils down or sums up to, I mean, the decreasing revenue and the increasing cost in the full by the EBITDA from profit allowed segments to by 51 million lei from 210 to 159. It was quite a significant decrease in EBITDA. Now moving a bit, moving back to the pass-through section of our P&L account, it all relates to balancing the grid. Balancing the grid is one of the critical functions Transelectrica executes, is one of the critical assumptions, assignments given by the network operation license granted by the regulatory office in Romania. As I've mentioned, there was a significant boost in revenue, also a significant boost in expenses on the balancing of the grid. But looking at the market that is previous in time to the balancing, to the actual balancing of the grid, we make regular payments to power stations in Romania to book their capacities as grid reliability insurance bill. It kind of resembles insurance, as we keep a fraction of the power station's capacity, generation capacities in Romania, readily available for Transelectrica to balance the grid if needed. We faced quite inexpensive, quite cheap prices for the availability of that, of such standby backup generation capacities, combined or against the background of increased electricity consumption, you will see a net gain coming from system services, that is backup generation for balancing purposes. Which, by the way, we expect to be reversed over the next quarter. That is over the current quarter, over the second quarter of 2017. So by 1st of July this year, we expect the overall result coming from system services very close to a zero. And that summarizes what happened on the pass-through section of our portfolio. I have mentioned the main drivers behind the decline in revenue and also further down to EBITDA and all the way down to EBIT and net income from profit allowed segment of our P&L, that is transmission and dispatching. In terms of investments, obviously you can see the numbers are significantly below what we expecting and also what you might be expecting. In terms of capital expenditure plan, of capital expenditure commitment, we stick to the already approved budget at the beginning of 2017, and that CAPEX budget points to a total cumulative of 1.4 billion local currency over the next 3 years. And also in terms of regulatory commitments we made to the regulator for the current 5-year cycle, we are fully confident that the total amount of investment delivery is committed to the regulator. It's still doable. We are also aware, and it's quite obvious, that the time schedule is quite tight and is becoming increasingly tighter, and the margin for error or misplanning is becoming extremely, extremely small. But at this point in time, we stick to the CAPEX budget for the next 3 years, and we stick to the total amount of investment of commissioned asset deliveries to the regulator by the end of the current regulatory cycle, which is due mid-2019. And basically that concludes the presentation, very concentrated and concise presentation of the main things that happened in the first quarter of 2017. And I think it's best now if we just went straight to the Q&A.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now start Q&A session. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding until we have the first question. Our first question comes from Ioana Andrei, Alpha Bank. Madam, please go ahead.
Hi. You mentioned that you're expecting the technological system services to come close to zero. I wonder, do you expect to reverse also the gains recorded in the second half of 2016?
As you definitely know, we reported a significant gain from system services also in the second half of 2016. Regulatory year-wise, obviously, that is included in the adjustment that the regulator will make at 1st of July. We discussed with the regulator. The final discussions, however, will happen at the end of May, and we filed the next legislative application asking the regulator to split the correction in half, so 50% to be applied at 1st of July and the other 50% at 1st of July next year. Basically, the correction to be applied in equal amounts in the upcoming regulatory year and the next regulatory year. We hope that we will be able to be granted this request.
Okay. Thank you. I would have another question regarding the impairments, the 60 million impairments. Can you tell us more?
Out of the, I think it's 18 million impairments, a good fraction of that actually comes from the balancing market settlement mechanism. As I've mentioned at the beginning of the conference call, especially in January, we witnessed significant, massive physical imbalances in the balancing market that needed to be settled by deploying more expensive balancing electricity from standby power plants. We saw some cases of balancing responsible entities that caused significant imbalances that cost a lot of money, and we're putting every effort to go to the regulator. As a matter of fact, we went to the regulator on Friday, and we insisted that those amounts, those doubtful debts, to be recovered some way. We need to find some way to socialize the loss. As we're not the ones, Transelectrica is simply a clearing agent for the balancing market, for the entire imbalance market. We are not the ones to grant licenses on the balancing market. We consider it only normal for the regulator to find ways to hedge the risk we have of not receiving the amounts that we spend to remunerate the power stations that solve the grid imbalances. As we stand in the middle between those who cause the imbalances and those participants in the electricity market that solve imbalances. Those solving imbalances are basically the power stations that enjoy fast, highly flexible generation units that can quickly come in and bridge the gap between electricity consumption and electricity generation when that tends to become a serious imbalance. We obviously make payments to power stations solving those imbalances, and we need to recover those payments from balancing responsible parties that caused the imbalance. In cases, provided we will face situations where we will not be able to recover those amounts, it's only normal to find regulatory settlement to allow us to recover.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you, if you have any further questions, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Our next question comes from Daniela Ropota, InterCapital Invest. Madam, please go ahead.
Hi. I entered later in the conference, and I didn't hear very well some parts. So my questions are the following. How is going till now consumption and exports in Q2?
Exports and imports? Sorry, I didn't quite catch
Yes.
the whole question. Exports and
And
imports?
how are going consumption and exports
The
till now in
construction.
Q2? Yes, in April and March,
Consumption,
May.
okay, consumption, consumption, exports. Okay. Okay. I will be able, if you allow me, at most 1 minute to provide you with the exact details that were communicated today by the
Okay.
National Center. Definitely, consumption is still picking up. Year to date, we have 3.7 increase in consumption and a 6.9 increase in domestic production of electricity and a massive, almost 70% increase in net exports.
Net exports.
This
Just for April
covers
and May?
the period between 1st of January and 14th of May.
And just for April and May?
Just for April and May, I don't have the number at my fingertips, but definitely there is a significant increase in line with what happens with what happened in the first quarter. We still see consumption picking up as compared to last year. And
Okay.
also
Good news.
Also, yeah.
And what are the odds to meet the CapEx budget this year?
This year, the CapEx target is 345 million. At this very moment, we signed a very important contract for the refurbishment of substation Domnești. That accounts for 112 million.
Okay.
Currently, we stick to the initial budget that was approved by the shareholders' assembly in late March. I think it is quite doable.
And in comparison with the budget, I see as well personal expenses under the plan. What is the reason, and if it's going to be maintained in the next quarter?
Usually in the first quarter of the year, of any year for that matter, not only this year, as a state-owned company, we are subject to a specific regulation that basically states that companies should limit or contain or confine expenditure to each month until the formal approval of the annual budget. Companies should confine expenditure within monthly expenditure within the 12th part of last year's expenditure. Usually we are very prudent. We did not pay anything else besides salaries.
Okay. In the end, what can you tell us about special dividends?
Maintenance
When we have
special dividend.
any news or?
We had some mailing with the Ministry of Finance, but we had no feedback from Ministry of Economy. Obviously, they are looking at balance sheets, not only in Transelectrica, but they are looking at balance sheets across all major state-owned companies in Romania. They are crunching the numbers, they are asking for details, but to date we have no feedback coming from the Ministry of Economy. We don't have any details yet.
I understand. And should we expect any information this month or next month related to special dividend?
I think it's not up to us. It is up to the government. It is up to the Ministry of Finance, the Ministry of Economy.
Mm-hmm. I understand. But what are the odds to be approved, this kind of dividend?
The odds very much depend, once again, on the decision made by the government office. By the government office, by the Ministry of Finance, and by the Ministry of Energy. And it very much depends on a number of factors. But it's not our call, actually. We are only providing detailed information on our amounts that are that bear no explicit restriction for distribution, and also on our immediate short-term cash commitments. And in the end, it is the government that will crunch the numbers and make a decision on the total amount of liquidity that of funds that can be distributed. So they will definitely make a wise decision not to put too much pressure on the company's cash profile.
Understand. Thank you very much.
Don't mention it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you, if you have any further questions, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Our next question comes from Cosmina Ivana, Swiss Capital. Madam, please go ahead.
Hello, I have a question related to those trade receivables impairment. Theoretically, according to the methodology, these would be recognized in the tariffs only if the clients enter bankruptcy, right?
Yes, that is correct, yes.
So practically, and out of these 16 million recorded in the first quarter, and several, I think about another 15 million in the last quarter of last year. Practically, out of these, do you know what is the amount related to bankruptcy clients? I mean, how much of these amounts could be recovered in the tariffs next year?
We currently have several cases of clients across our portfolio base. So it's transmission, it's system services, it's balancing the grid. And the vast majority of those clients are still under insolvency, and we will only be able to apply Transenergo and Arelco are the primary two clients. We are only able to apply for not a refund. Recovered by the regulator in the transmission fee once all the steps are made and the clients end up bankrupt.
Okay.
So the bankrupt, the total amounts coming from bankruptcy cases are not that significant at the moment.
Okay, thank you. I didn't check the full results, but do you mention specifically all your clients and the amounts for each of them?
Yeah, I think those are disclosed in detail in the financial statements.
Okay. Follow up. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to remind you, if you have any further questions, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you, if you have any further questions, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. We have no further questions. Mr. Adrian Schutza, back to you for the conclusion.
Well, I will thank you all once again for taking the time to participate in Transelectrica's first quarter conference call, and we are looking forward to meeting you again at the next conference at second quarter, which is scheduled in mid-August, I think, on the 15th of August. Probably we will not do a conference call like this one. We will have a physical meeting. Thank you once again for participating in the conference call and taking the time to get an update, to get some more flavor on what happened during the first quarter at Transelectrica.
This concludes today's conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.